they were in high school when they recorded that. Pretty wild. We heard a band from Cuba, Havana to be exact, called We Bite. The song was called The Fucking Hungry Sharks. We heard from another band from Scotland, Edinburgh. We heard Gin Goblins, a song called Hammerama. We heard The Zips with Don't Be Pushed Around from Glasgow, Scotland. And then we just now heard Todos Muertos from Buenos Aires, Argentina. And the song was called Gente Quendo. So go to our folks. I do appreciate you being here. See you next Tuesday. Happy horseshit with y'all, Chase. Now, stay tuned.
All right. It's Tuesday. Happy horseshit. Super Bowl week. Local Super Bowl. I have some great NFL player quotes going on. Playoffs? You want playoffs? Playoffs? Everyone knows that one, but I just sourced some obscure ones. So, you know the theme song, the loose theme song. I'm going to play it for you right now. Do some talking. I got special interest. I got D-Generation that I picked up today, some 45s, and do a little talking. And it's beautiful in San Francisco. I hope everyone... Hey, if you want a feel-good story, if the NFL or some local press want to do something great, I've never been to a Super Bowl. I've only been to one NFL game. I was working at the Coliseum. So, budding writer and journalist, yours truly, Fiat Chase, come on down to Radio Valencia on 22nd Street and put that. You can even just come on air and plug whatever you want, your own writing, but, you know, it's going to cost you a press pass to the Super Bowl. So, you know you have that extra one. You know you have that sports writer you really don't like, or you want to do something new. The NFL wants to do something new. A publication wants to do something new. Right next to the makeout room, 22nd in Valencia, Radio Valencia, underground radio for 15 years. Get Fiat Chase to the Super Bowl to report on it. In the meantime, David Essex, you know what time it is. Rock on, Super Bowl.
Rock and roll, rock on, ooh, my soul. Hey, dear, boogie-doo-dee-jay. Hey, shout, summertime blues. Jump up and down in the blue suede shoes. Hey, dear, you rock and roll, rock on. And where do we go from here? Which is the way that's here? Still looking for that blue jean, baby queen, prettiest girl I ever seen. See her shake on the movie screen, Jimmy Dean.
James Dean.
And where do we go from here? Which is the way that's clear? Still looking for that blue jean, baby queen, prettiest girl I ever seen. See her shake on the movie screen, Jimmy Dean, Jimmy Dean. Rock on, 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 rock on.
So, as promised, a new segment on Happy Horse Shit. Who said it? Number one, if you're mad at your kid, you can either raise him to be a nose tackle or send him out to play on the freeway. It's about the same. Straight cash, homie. That's an easy one. That's a layup. Oh, we're talking football. Now, here's a little football ephemera about me. My first performance, my first big performance, was as Jim McMahon performing the Super Bowl Shuffle, replete with a headband that said a certain commissioner's name. He would always get in trouble. One of the toughest quarterbacks, Super Bowl winner, would get in trouble for, I think, uniform violations. But his coach had... Coach, Hall of Fame coach, was asked to provide an update on his quarterback's condition. The shoulder surgery was a success. The lobotomy failed. What coach? Jim McMahon's coach. Here's another quarterback. Nobody in football should be called a genius. A genius is a guy like Norman Einstein. Great quarterback. Another Super Bowl winning quarterback. Who said it? I told you the answers would be next week. Now, here is a Bay Area legend. I feel like I'm the best, but you're not going to get me to say that. That's a great quote. That's very Yogi Berra-ish. Wide receiver, there's your hint. Here's a real funny one. Buccaneers coach. You got to name him next week. We'll give you the answer. After yet another... Don't cheat. After yet another loss, this Tampa Bay coach was asked what he thought of his team's execution. I'm in favor of it, the coach quipped. How about this one? RIP, Super Bowl legend. I've been big ever since I was little. All right, that's it. Now we're going to hear from a guy, friends with Bruce Springsteen, great songwriter. I thought I was actually grabbing... another band's, they might have the same name. I think they do have the same name. But this is a local New York legend, very inspirational guy, Jesse Malin. This is his band, D-Generation. Check it out. Think I can get the CD get up to work. All right, stay tuned for special interest. Hold on. Think about football. Think about those quotes. Actually, just run through your living room like you have the ball, you're carrying the ball, make a juke someone, juke your partner. Just do that.
Secrets are awesome.
fault with the CDs. I think I can get it to work now. Let's see if we can hear it from D Generation.
Ah, you might as well
to catch the poor old lady's eyes. Just for fun, he says, get a job. That's just the way it is. Some things will never change. That's just the way it is. Ah, but don't you believe that? Said, hey, little boy, you can't go where the others go. You don't look like they do. Said, hey, old man, how can you stand to think that way? Did you really think about it before you made the rules? It says, that's just the way it is. Some things will never change. That's just the way it is. Oh, but don't you believe it?
Every night, is it all right?
should know.
On the 23rd.
So again, I'm putting a call out. Not much time left. to come down to Radio Valencia on 22nd Street and hook Fiat Chase up with a press pass for the Super Bowl. And if you want, so I pulled some of my writing. So it's called Schwann's Way, if you know anything about Proust. Brian Schwann was our mascot in our little sales office, our Svengali of the irrelevant. Often, when a decision maker was on the other end of the line, you could hear the pitch go in this direction. Our CEO, Mike Danson, we were selling advertising, far removed from our penny stock mogul, Mike Danson, and his conglomerate of companies, and so would be, as a matter of fact, Schwanee's prospective buyer of advertising. Schwanee is a secretary's wet dream, said Brian correctly. He would pitch office managers, janitors, delivery people to the building of the company he was pitching. We got an LED Schwanee scoreboard for Schwanee's, usually five phrases at a time. Our president Richard would come up from the lower floor just to hear what Schwanee may have said that day. Pistol, my nickname, tell Richard what Schwanee said the other day that made you run out of the office laughing. The stuff was unbelievable. You couldn't make it up. I used to sell male enhancement cream over the phone. People would call me. It didn't even come close to being as thrilling as being in an office with Schwanee. We overhear, did you get the report on the mining companies in South Africa that I sent you? Pause for the person on the other end of Schwanee's line to respond. I didn't send you the report on the mining companies in South Africa. Laughter and applause sent Schwanee's way from us. That's it, Schwanee. Call them on their bullshit and lies. As a salesman, you always want to do this, but you would never in such a manner. But Schwanee would, and he did. He was more than a mascot. He was a moral compass of sorts, a soothsayer, an equalizer. Potent gamesmanship was the name of his game, and he did not mess around. I know it seems like I'm belaboring the point here. There's no way that I could. He would say anything that came to his mind in his pitch, switching subjects, juggling and juxtaposing statistics against Mike Danson's brilliant strategic leadership as our fearless and brilliant CEO. Schwanee, we knew, wouldn't get within 500 miles of Mike Danson. All the better. Sort of like, I can't. You know how you can't read your own writing sometimes? I'm just saying, it's only been a couple reads in a long time. So, we heard some really good All-American stuff in there. Bruce Hornsby in the Range, 45. Aztec Camera's cover of the great Van Halen song, Jump. We got some John Lennon coming up. And I read that because that was, did I say that? Also, a writer that was Jim Carroll, who wrote The Basketball Diary. So I got some 45. Little did I think, I thought, I only got one piece of new music today, and I thought, I wasn't sure that I had any that I hadn't checked out yet. One of them, I know I told the story online or on the air before, but the Deers out of Canada, Murray Lightbaum and his partner, that was such a fucking cool song. I'm going to grab it. You know how it goes if you're on with Happy or Shit. I usually just like to play tunes. I throw it out there. And for me, what it's all about is hearing something mind-blowing that I'm hearing for the first time and putting it on air. And I hope your all minds get blown as well. So I'm going to name that one. Hold on. I played Money Baby from the Deer, Money Babies from the Deers a few weeks ago, but that was Threats, the Deers. If you're following along at home, I know I'm not giving you them in order. I'm a little bit of a rebel on the radio in that fact. But if you hear, there's a scene in my novel where Jed, who's a friend of mine who left his body, Jed is in there, and his partner, it's fictional accounts, but I've lost some people who left their bodies the last 10 years or so that I was very, very fond of, and me and Jed became close quickly, and there's a scene in my novel that I'm writing where he's in the air and his crush is like, all right, who's this? Comes down here. So I don't expect that to happen. But please do not if you're not my crush. But, If you have a crush on my writing ability and my crush on a crush on the fact that I want to go to the Super Bowl. Maybe I'll read some. I brought some Hunter S. Thompson. It's writing from the Super Bowl. Certainly All-American hero Hunter S. Thompson. Unlike me, never made it to recovery, but definitely one of the best writers of all time and very politically astute and a big sports fan. And, you know, he was very Democratic. What I think that's why he got away with a lot of stuff, right? Because his heart was in the right place. And he did something that we don't see a lot of in this just really, really... Just our lawmakers are very partisan nowadays, right? And indoctrinated into their party thinking. And Hunter was not like that. He would find, he wasn't in government, although he ran for sheriff and nearly won in Aspen, Colorado, where it is home. But he found that he and Pat Buchanan, who didn't have a lot in common, I don't think, other than football, but he found a commonality with football with Pat Buchanan. So let's all try to do that in our personal lives, right? And I may have said this on the radio before, like a few years ago when things are, you know, when we're going through some tough times in this country, as we do. I was trying to think, like, what do we all have in common? I may have said this on the air before, and it just dawned on me that, like, I think we all are just, more than anything else I could think of, just like to, like, maybe gaze out on a body of water and just look at it and just be still. You know what I mean? So, one of my heroes, I didn't know I had this song either. I'm going to play a John Lennon song. So, beautiful song. Valentine's Day is coming up. Hold on.
Woman, Made of stardust. So we came from the stars. And someday we will go back to the stars.
It comes down to move. need me to answer your questions like we're still alive. I told you how your words you mislead me to think as our bodies ain't broken, our hearts might survive. Roll the credits, there's no happy ending. The monsters got over the wall and tore us apart. Pull the curtain, there's no use pretending. This writer is sick in the mind and sick in the heart.